This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The state's latest report on charitable giving found charities located in Colorado collected more than $34 billion in donations and other fundraising in the fiscal year that ended in 2021. During that time, Colorado was home to around 8,600 charities, with more than 1,300 new ones starting up, the first time the number of new charities increased in several years. Tickets for jaywalking in Denver could soon be a thing of the past. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber reports that city council voted 10-3 yesterday to bring local laws in line with the state's more lax policies.
The bill also instructs police to deprioritize enforcement of jaywalking. Council members cited data showing Black people were issued tickets at a higher rate. Still, the new laws don't let people step in front of cars whenever they want, but they do give pedestrians more autonomy in deciding how to navigate streets, which often lack crosswalks or, as Denver's seen lately, have icy sidewalks. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
The Rudy Rec Center in Denver's Sun Valley neighborhood reopened to the public yesterday. Many of Denver's rec centers have served as emergency shelters to migrants and asylum seekers since early December. Mayor Michael Hancock ordered the city to stop using the rec centers as shelters when the number of migrants arriving decreased this month. Rudy Rec Center will operate on normal hours Mondays through Saturdays, but will be closed Sundays until further notice. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 11:05, and you know what that means. And if you don't, that means that the takeaway is starting in a couple minutes. And surprise, surprise, it is cold in Colorado. In Colorado Springs, it is 20 degrees with a sunny high of 26. And in Denver, it's 10 degrees with a high of 30.